Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hello. Hello. Praise the Lord. How are you? Hello. Hello. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hello. Amen. Praise God. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Lord God, God, I thank you for this day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for this moment that was a promise. God, I just pray that you would open the ears of your people that they may hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Praying that this word will be a help to someone on tonight and in the days going on. Thank you, Lord. Going forward. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, God. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's man, our God, done made a change. this man, our God done made a change. It's man, our God done made a change. It's man, our God done made a change. The preachers don't preach like they used to preach. The preachers don't preach like they used to preach. It's man, our God, done made a change. It's man, our God, done made a change. The mothers don't shout like they used to shout. The mothers don't shout like they used to shout. It's man, our God, done made a change. It's man, our God, done made a change. The teachers don't teach like they used to teach. Teachers don't teach like they used to teach. It's man, our God, that made a change. It's man, our God, done made a change. The choir don't sing like they used to sing. The choir don't sing like they used to sing. It's man, our God, done made a change. It's man, our God, that's made a change. The deacons don't pray like they used to pray. The deacons don't pray like they used to pray. It's man, our God, done made a change. It's man, our God, that's made a change. Hallelujah. That song was in my spirit. It's man, our God, that's made a change. And I tell you, it's been a long time. The change has been coming slowly but surely. And man is changing daily. Have you ever felt like you were in the Twilight Zone? I used to watch that show all the time, and they have that song. That song comes on. Well, that little thing at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's how I feel sometimes. You know, walking up and down the streets, or you know, even on my job, sometimes I just feel like, cause you see so many things that's out of order, and things that's just not. You just wonder if it's real. You know, even like on the Twilight Zone, they get in these situations and they don't realize that they're actually in another dimension, as they would say. But I think like that sometimes, and I think about that, and I think that way because of the way things are going on in the world today. One of the scriptures that I wanted to come from was Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. The other one is Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. And I have quite a few others, but I'm not going to read them for time's sake. But I'll mention them. It's Numbers 23:19, Romans 11:29, James 1:17. Isaiah 40:8, Isaiah 40:28, Psalm 102:25-27, Psalm 119:89-90, Psalm 33:11, Psalm 90:2, 2 Corinthians 2:13-14, John 3:16, 1 Timothy 1:17. And as I was looking over those scriptures, I began to think about God, how God said, I am that I am, is what he told Moses when he asked him,
who should I tell Pharaoh that sent me? And he said, tell him that I am sent you. And I am God, I change not, would be the subject if I were to choose a subject for today. And I began to think about all the different things that's going on in the world, this coronavirus and all the other viruses and all the disease and all the sickness and all the different things going on, and how the churches are even closing down now. You know, some of them have shut down. Some of them are still up and running in different areas. And the church has changed, and I thought about how the church is changing. And the people, I'm told, are the church. We're the church. It's not the building that we go to worship or to praise or to pray together. And I also began to think about us as a group of believers. We're all supposed to be one big family, so to speak. And we say we love God. And just like we tell each other all the time, we say, I love you. Even on the prayer calls and before we get off the phone, we say we love each other. We tell everybody we love you. And, you know, you think about love is an action word. When you tell somebody you love them, I tell people, I watch your words. You know, you can tell me something, but if your actions don't line up with what you say, then I got a problem with that. So my question is, do we really love God? We say we honor him. We say we adore him. And we sing about, you know, how we love him, how we adore him. We sing about his grace and his mercy and his goodness, and we testify to people. We talk about how good God is and how his grace is sufficient for us, how he has sustained us and all these different things. But do we really love God? You know, Jesus told the disciples in John 14 and 15, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I began to think about a marriage. You know, I think about a man who finds a wife. You know, he doesn't even realize that the scripture says in Proverbs 18 and 22, a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth the favor of God. And he says that he loves God, and then when he finds his wife, you know, he marries her and he takes her and he cares for her. He nurtures her. He starts out doing really, really good. Then all of a sudden things change. And after being married for a while, he starts talking to her kind of crazy. He starts mistreating her. And, you know, he's right about everything. Everything he says and does is right. But the word of God says in Ephesians 5 and 25 that husbands love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That's a commandment. That's a commandment from God. God said that he loved us in John 3:16. He said, the word said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The word of God never changes. God showed us how much he loved us. He gave his only son. He allowed his son to go to the cross for us. He allowed his son to take on the sins of the world. The word of God says what he means and means what he says. We try to fit in this world, and we try to conform to different areas, different things, and on our jobs, we try to fit in, you know, in different ways. And with our friends, we try to fit in. And with the world, period, we try to fit in. But Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When we try to fit in, we play follow the leader. That's basically what we do. And I remember even as a child, we used to play that game. you know, whatever the person up ahead does, you know, we follow suit. And that's what we're doing in this world. We try to fit in. We try to do what they want us to do as opposed to what God says for us to do. And we play leapfrog. You know, one's trying to jump over the other one to get ahead to try to do, you know, because, well, you know, they're up there doing this and that, so let me get up there because I can do it better. You know, we want everything that everybody else wants, and we try to be like everybody else, and we try to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, no pun intended. Well, what we need to be doing is following God and his principles, and God is not the problem. People tend to say that the problem is, you know, is God. God is not doing this or God is not doing that. God is doing just what he said he would do. God is doing everything that his word spoke. God is doing everything that he promised. There is nothing that he has spoken that he has not done. The scripture says that everything that God has spoken, you know, he's done it, or he'll do it, and he'll make it good. There is so much that wow. I am God, and I change not. He never changes. He never changes. He never changes. We began to think about even the word also says, no man can serve two masters. It's time to serve the Lord. It's time to believe that he exists. There are people that don't even believe that God exists. You know, it's time to believe what his word says. People don't, they read the word, but they try to change it so it'll fit them. It's time to obey what God's word says. God is the same as he was when he spoke to Moses on the mountain of God at Horeb in Exodus 3, when the bush was burning and it wasn't consumed, and he began to speak to Moses out of the bush. God is the same as he was when the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were cast into the fiery furnace in Daniel 3:19-25, when Nebuchadnezzar had the heat turned up, you know, when he put them in there, because they wouldn't bow down. They wouldn't bow down to him. They wouldn't give in to what he wanted them to do. They stood on the word of God, and they believed in God, and they made it known, we won't bow down. And that's what we have to do today. We have to just not bow down. We have to continue to believe what God says. He said he is God, and he changes not. God has not changed. Man has changed. You know, we change physically, even. We change our hair as we get older. Some of us have hoary or gray hair now. And sometimes it's not even from wisdom. It could be from life. You know, you see some of these movies where these people go through these experiences in these horror movies, and they come out with gray hair. I can't remember the name of the movie, but the one young lady, she was so terrified, she had a gray streak right down the middle of her head. You know, I mean, there are a lot of changes that we go through because of disobedience. You know, because we don't listen to or we don't hear what God is saying to us. He says, I am God, I change not. What's wrong with you, my children? You don't take time to pray unless something is going wrong in your life. Oh, my children, you don't love like you should. Why the change when I have never ceased to love you in spite of your mishaps or your wrongdoings or whatever you've done, I've loved you in spite of. Oh, my children, I pleaded with you. I begged you to come to the altar. I begged you to come kneel at my feet. I begged you to plead. I pleaded with you to give me all of your concerns and your cares and your needs and your wants. And he wants us to talk to him. He says, cry out to me because I am here for you. I am the same God who anointed the blind man in John 9:6. He said, I am the same God who, when the woman with the issue of blood in Luke 8:43-48 pushed her way through the crowd just to touch the hem of his garment, and she was healed immediately. And he says, I am the same God who delivered the children of Israel out of bondage. I am the same God who, when you call, I answer. He says, I am, I am, I am. I am everything you need. All you have to do is reach out to me. All you have to do is call unto me. All you have to do is cry out to me, and I'm there. You know, when the world was young and restless and seemingly concerned about the days of our lives, God came down and said, you are all my children. Come on and go with me, not to Fantasy Island, not even to Treasure Island, but come let me take you to another world where you will always be bold and you will be beautiful. There is joy there. There is peace there. There is happiness. There is never a dull moment. Over there, no one will have to tell you to shut up, sit down, hush, and it don't take all that, and what you're doing all that for, and all that kind of crazy stuff. He said you can praise and worship all the day long. He said you'll never get tired. You'll never have to go to sleep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am God, and I change not. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I begin to think about the different things or the different people that God is, you know, even throughout the Bible. In Genesis, he is the creator. In Exodus, he is the deliverer. In Leviticus, he is worship. In Numbers, he is war. In Deuteronomy, he is the message. In Joshua, he is the warrior. And in Judges, he is the judge. In Ruth, he is the kinsman redeemer. And in 1 and 2 Samuel, he is the prophet. In 1 and 2 Kings, he king. In 1 and 2 Chronicles, he is the record keeper. In Ezra, he is the temple. In Nehemiah, my, he is the wall. In Esther, he is the Feast of Purim. In Job, he is patience. In Psalms, he is the song. In Proverbs, he is wisdom. In Ecclesiastics, oh yes, he is the preacher. And hallelujah, Jesus, in the Song of Solomon, he is the great I am. In Isaiah, he is the wonderful, mighty God. In Jeremiah, he is the weeping prophet. Well, and in Lamentations, he is mercy. Wow. In Ezekiel, he is the wheel in the middle of a wheel. In Daniel, my God, he is the stone cut out without hand. In Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, he is the prophet. Well, in Matthew, he is the king. In Mark, he is the servant. In Luke, he is the man. In John, he is God. In Acts, he is the baptizer. And he is the Holy Ghost. In the book of Romans, he is exhortation. In 1 Corinthians, he is the resurrection. In 2 Corinthians, he is the life. In Galatians, he is sanctification. And over in Hebrews, he is the great high priest. And over in James, he is the healer. Now, 1 and 2 Peter, he is Lord. 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, he is God. In Jude, he is the contender for the faith. Last but not least, he is the King of kings, Lord of lords, the fairest of 10,000, the bright and morning star, the glorious one, the coming king, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords in Revelation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I'm done. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am God, and I change not. All we have to do is believe what he says, and all we have to do is believe that he is, and he is going to fulfill what he says. And I tell you, I was looking over at in Genesis, over in chapter 6, where it's verse 6, where he says, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And I began to think about that, and I literally weeped, because I began to think about God even said the heart of man is evil continually. And I began to think about, Lord, as wretched as I am, you love me, and you are the I am in my life, regardless of what I do, what I've done, where I'm going, where I've been. It doesn't matter. Even where I am right now. And I began to think about that, and I said, Lord, if we could just get it, if we could just grasp it, if we could just understand that you are God, and you change not, you don't change, you never change, but we change. We're disobedient. I began to think about the children of Israel. He's, wow. A three-day journey took 40 years. Sometimes I feel like that's what part of my life because of my disobedience. Some of the things that I had to go through because of my disobedience. But he still said, I am God and I change not. I love you in spite of. I am God and I change not. Everything that I said, every promise that I made to you, I will fulfill. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm done. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Glory to God. Wow. I think sometimes that... Oh, God. We always ask the question, who is God?
Because he's almighty. God help me, Father.
Wow. God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Wow. God never lies. But we lie. We lie when we don't even have to lie. We lie just because. Wow. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth forever, O God. Thy word is settled in heaven. That's it, that's all. He said it, that's it. He said it, that's all. It's done. It's done. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. It still stands because he said it will stand until he decides. Until he decides. This coronavirus is nothing. Everybody running around like chickens with their heads cut off. I saw some wild turkeys on the road when I was driving, and they were just walking along and eating whatever they were eating, and I was like, wow. They just don't know. Somebody come through there at the right time, and they won't be walking around. But God, that's God. Everything that we see is God. He says, I am God, I change not. Everything that he did in the Old Testament, a lot of people don't want to read the Old Testament because they say it doesn't apply to us. Yes, it does. Jesus didn't come to do away with the law. He came to fulfill it. He came to fulfill the law. Glory to God. My. Wow. My God. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purity unto himself a peculiar people. Fellows of good worth, peculiar people. We're not supposed to be like everybody else. This is why we should be found being obedient. We should be found doing what he says to. We should be found doing, because the world is watching us. But now, it's almost like we're watching the world. We're not even, they're not watching, they're watching us, but they're not watching us like they should be watching us. They're watching us running scared. I had a vision the other day. I was looking in the sky and I was looking at the clouds while I was driving. And the thought hit me, just like a ton of bricks. Two gonna crack the sky. Which one of them is gonna fall? Which one are the people gonna follow? Which one will you follow? Anybody else has anything, any comments, or I mean, I'm done. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Doctor, can you hear me? You know, when you were saying, asking that question, do you love God? And that scripture dropped in my spirit. If you love me, you would keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God is looking. God is looking for our faithfulness.
Yeah.
A lot of times in relationships, we say that we love, but like you say, love is action. It's more than words. It's showing that you love someone. Like faith without works is dead.
Amen.
But faith
Amen.
Operates by love. So the bottom line is that we should love God because he is love. And one thing that has been such a blessing in my life, because I remember once upon a time when I didn't feel like I loved people. And I had to ask God to pour his love within me. But anything that we ask the Father, he can do it. Any place we're lacking, if we ask him, he would not, he feed us with his word. And so that's what stuck out with me for your question, is that we put action about words, and in loving God, we have to show him by, we prove our love to him by keeping his word, by keeping his commandments. And the commandment, the greatest commandment, is to love him with all our heart. And to love one another as he had loved us. So thank you for the word. Thank you for posing the question. Because it makes you think, it makes you reflect on your own life. So I appreciate the question. Amen. Good word.
Amen.
Yes, this is Mother. Love is an action word. You must move. You must do what he said. Lean not unto our own understanding. But I would like to say to you tonight, woman of God, there's no more you can add to what you brought up tonight. It was self-explanatory. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sister Audrey, for a beautiful, beautiful word tonight, for articulating word tonight. Thank you so much for teaching us tonight. I receive everything that you gave to us tonight. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Great word. Great word.
Amen.
Amen, Sister Audrey. Thank you for pouring your heart out tonight to us. That wonderful man.
Amen, Mama. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Sister Audrey, for great teaching tonight and teaching us from the heart. Thank you so much for your openness, and we really love you. Thank you so much for leading us tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Audrey, for beautiful, beautiful teaching today. I really love that you went from the beginning of the Bible to the end and told us who God is, just in case we needed a reminder, and for those of us who may not know all that he is, because he's all that and then some. But when we really, really know, or when I really, really know who he is, when he shows me that he's my deliverer, then I really know. He shows me he's my provider and all those different things that you mentioned, then I know that I know that I know, and I thank you for that. That was very beautiful. Glory to God. Amen.
Just thinking, Sister Audrey, it's a good thing that God is who he is, whether I know him to be who he is or not. It's good that he changes not. But, you know, a lot of people who may be atheists or otherwise, or, you know, just wherever they are in their walk, if they don't know him to be these things, they think he can't be it. But he is.
Amen.
And I just thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. There are so many people that don't know. A lot of people, they ask, who is God? But, you know, the Bible also lets us know that we're to gain the mind of Christ. But, so how do we gain the mind of Christ? We gain the mind of Christ by reading his word. You don't know the story. You don't know my story if I don't tell you. So he tells us, he gives us all about him that he wants us to know. It's just like us. We don't, you know, true, we don't know everything about God. But, and I hear some people say, I know everything there is to know. No, you know everything that he wants you to know. Because if we knew everything, it's just like, I don't know everything about you, and you don't know everything about me. People that you see on a daily basis, you don't know everything about. But you know enough to know who they are and what they're about. And this is what God has done. God has given us. He's given us his story. The history, his story about him, what he wants us to know. And sometimes I listen to people and they say they don't read other books, or they don't read this, or they don't read that. And if the information is out there for you to get, all we have to do is go get it. All we have to do is read. All we have to do is read the story. And when we pray and we ask of God, like Mother Valerie was saying, you know, when we ask him, he will speak, and even, you know, he will give us the answer that we require or that we desire. So, amen. I appreciate that. Amen.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure if somebody is breathing in the phone, but it's hard to hear. It's very hard to hear. If you wouldn't mind muting your phone, please. Hello? Somebody breathing in the phone?
Yeah, it's hard to hear. I think they may be sleeping.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Because, you know, I was about to start praying about something, thinking of something else.
I wanted to press a button.
Yeah, it's important to hear.
Bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Your shelter is ready. Please proceed to shelter
thank you for this moment in time. Hallelujah, Jesus. This time was a promise to us, God. But we thank you, oh God, for granting us this opportunity to come together and share the word, oh God, to share what you have given us, oh God. God, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. God, I pray that everybody within the sound of my voice, God, I pray that they would have a peaceful night's sleep, God. I pray, God, that they would meditate on your word, oh God. I pray that not just they, but we all would meditate on your word, oh God. God, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. God, we thank you. Pray that you would continue to watch over us and bless us, oh God, while we slumber and while we sleep on this night. God, don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come against us this night. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every person on this line and each and every person that's connected to us and over this whole nation, oh God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we praise you. God, we pray that you would continue to heal the sick and continue to open the blinded eyes and open the deaf ears, oh God. And help the mute to talk, oh God. God, we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And
Mm-hmm.